All right, but we have a little bit of audio and chat we want to have about, I don't know, life at Ticket, life with these talented Ticket folk, especially old Gordo, right?
We've noticed, and we felt this way firsthand, especially when we first started. This is show, I don't have my numbers in front of me, but this is a show somewhere around 109 for us. So not that we have gotten comfortable being, you know,
not at all.
You know, here at all. I mean, we're still just a little caboose on the end of the station. But, you know, you run into these people that do these shows on a weekly basis.
They're our heroes.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. And how do you act with your heroes? You're nervous around your heroes.
Well, when we go to places like Fight Night and things of that nature, is where you really see some of you P1s that get your opportunity to run into Junior Miller or Mike Reiner or, you know, Corby, whoever. And the nervousness that ensues with some people, I can understand it, man. And when you're dealing with Gordon specifically, I don't know what it is about him. It's as if you are near...
Because he's from a distant planet.
A very volatile material. You know, it's like you're in the nuclear reactor, and, you know, if you just do the wrong thing, this whole place could go nuts. I don't know.
He might tear you to... But the thing is, he's so nice.
No, absolutely.
And I don't know if there's an on switch and off switch to him so much, but when you have a nice, cool talk with him, he's obviously a really cool guy.
Fantastic guy.
But I'm still nervous when I interact with Gordon, and it's because you look up to him, and he's so talented. And he is just, he does things comedically on a different level, most of which occur at this exact time on a regular weekday.
So, we were at an appearance at Scruffy Duffy's, and thank you to all the P1s that came out and watched some college football with us on Saturday. And Gordon did the rant, basically, with
Davey,
because Danny was out.
It is a Cars and Coffee, right, in Plano.
Right, so we decided to stop by and hang out a little bit, and we had a little something to eat and chatted about.
Well, Gordon showed up. That's what we're like, what the hell are you doing here? Yeah. He walks up behind. I'm like, why? What? I mean, hey, but what are you doing here? I'm like, you're coming to support our live thing? Or like, what? I still don't know why he showed up.
I think he just wanted some pizza.
But it was awesome.
So we sit and talk to Gordon for a while. Now, at the event, there was a table there with a couple of promotions people, including your former intern, Cray Trey. His name is Trey.
You did so damn cray.
He's so damn cray.
You did my boy wrong.
Just cray 100.
And the thing about Cray Trey,
cray
is
to the max.
He's a very nervous looking individual. He's kind of constantly shifting his weight from one foot to another, you know. And we actually met Cray Trey's dad, which was awesome. It was very interesting to see where he came from. Had a good.
But the point is, like, we're all nervous around Gordon a little bit, just out of respect,
right?
But to show you how extreme it can be, Cray Trey, who is like my personal friend, like I definitely consider him a friend, he's still like nervous around me sometimes. I've hung out with him for hours. He's been my intern, like many, many hours we shared together, and I still sense that he's a little nervous. I have no idea why.
And he's listening right now, and he's probably sweating.
Oh, he's sweating right now. He's nervous.
Well, and the reason that he's sweating is because the audio that we're about to play for you is a situation where he was actually sweating. So you were kind of nice about it. Me, I'm like a shark.
Yes.
I smell blood in the water, and I'm like, we must attack. So Gordon was about to leave, and he decided to go to the bathroom. Well, you tiptoe over to me and tap me on the shoulder and say, listen, Cray is going to come over here, and he wants to meet Gordon.
Right. Well, he didn't say anything, but I knew he did. And I want to intermingle Trey more in with the Ticket folk. I mean, they do promotions. You guys do hard work. I want them to feel more comfortable. But I know Trey talking to Gordon is the most nerve-wracking thing that will happen to Trey in 2012.
Or he's a very nervous individual when everything's going fine.
Right.
Okay? Now put that he's going to have to actually have an English conversation with Gordon. And I basically decided that we needed to have this for all time. So
I basically just wanted him to come over, say hello, and we'd have a laugh. He'd be nervous. That would be it. You run by the bathroom door with your phone ready to record. You hand it to Gordon and be like, hey, come back and, well, whatever you said.
So I grabbed the phone and I started recording.
Did he have Kool-Aid on his shirt?
Not yet.
I grabbed the phone, started recording. I gave it to Gordon and I said, hey, listen, just pretend this is your phone and go up. Cray Trey is going to want to meet you and talk to you. I just want to get what happens. What I didn't know, I guess I should have known, was that Gordon was going to in turn start smelling blood.
Yes, because Gordon was just chilling, eating a pizza, and we were having some really actually very cool in-depth conversations about what we do here, and I was asking some good advice, and it was really cool. But then you basically handed him your phone and forced him to turn on Gordon, Super Gordon.
So here is...
And wind up poor Cray-Tray.
Here's the meeting between Gordon and Cray-Tray, and it gets awkward, and it gets awkward quick.
Take it off.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm great.
Good to
how
see
are
you
doing?
Again. How have you been?
Been pretty good. How about you?
Doing well.
Good, good.
Anything new in your life?
Not really. No, just been working hard, you know? Doing all the fun ones. I gotta tell you, honestly, you're like a hero to me, so this is a little awkward.
Really?
Yeah. I always listen to the music.
Do you have other heroes, or is it limited to me? Or
okay, first off, right there, automatically... Gordon can't help himself. He just sees a poor lamb that is separated from the pack, and he attacks because he was being very nice, and there was an awkward pause in the conversation, and Cray decided to profess his love.
No.
And Gordon just turned his talons on him.
There's other
biochemist or anything like that in the mix?
The guy who built, there are other heroes up there. But
you failed to name any here.
Yeah.
What did he build?
You look nervous. Are you nervous?
Albert Einstein. He built the atomic bomb. It's a hero.
Oh, you're back on the heroes thing. Yes. I had moved on to are you nervous right now?
No, I'm good. I'm feeling a bigger recorded, honestly.
Well, take care, man.
Take it easy, Gordon. I'm sorry again.
No, why are you apologizing? We're just talking.
Put me on the spot here.
I did.
I wasn't putting you on the spot. We're just saying hi, right?
Conversation. Right.
He said he's going to leave. I wanted you to catch him.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Saying hi.
I get nervous talking to this guy, too. Right.
Is that it?
Huh?
Is that it?
Okay, at this point,
oh, God.
No, you have to have this mental image. I'm so tense right now. Cray's already got glistening sweat all over.
And he's looking at me. Like, I somehow involved in this, which I didn't want to have happen.
And physically, the two of them had started right at the end of this table. And at this point, Cray-Tray has been slowly backing up.
Cray's backed up a good 6 feet at this
Gordon
point.
And Gordon keeps moving forward. As this continues, we'll see what happens next.
I think so.
You're like beet red. You're like red as a tomato.
Oh, God. So where are you going after?
So where do I go after this?
Yeah. What do you usually do on weekends?
That's a good question.
That is a great question, isn't it?
There you go.
I just kind of hang around.
Yeah.
Like right after this, I'm going to go to the place that I live. I call it my home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to go there, and I'm going to sit around. And
okay. To go with.
You want to take me with?
No, I don't. I truly don't. But I am interested in your hair. I've always been fascinated by your hair, because you seem to have a lot of it.
Yeah? It's a lot. It's abundance.
And it has the consistency of a sheet. It's like very thick and very close together, the follicles.
Right.
All right.
Thick.
Right. You have anything to say about your own hair?
No, it's curly. The girls like it, so, you know, hey.
Oh, the girls like it? Really?
Yeah.
You get a lot of action from the women?
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time you made love to a woman?
It's been a while.
Okay, this is a direct contrast to the I really have a lot of action from women statement. Now you're saying it's been a while. Like, how long? Are you a virgin? It's okay to be a virgin.
Oh, man.
It's all right.
I'm sweating.
Would you say you're a virgin?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay, you're not going to say it. But if it was true, there's nothing to be ashamed of, is there?
No, I'm not.
You're not a virgin?
No.
Or you're not ashamed of it?
I'm not a virgin, no.
Okay. Congratulations on that. I'll shake
Thank
your hand
you.
On that.
All right.
You've known the inner sanctum of a woman?
Yeah.
You're sweating. All right. Well, appreciate it. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Gordon.
All right.
God, poor Cray.
Yes, Cray. And I...
Cray is my damn boy. I don't appreciate you putting him in this...
How am I the jerk?
Tornado, because I would never have rolled on this. I just want Cray to come over and say hi and hopefully start building a friendship with a cool... dude, that is Gordon.
Two things. Number one, we are all equally culpable. We knew what was going on. And number two, I think having this recording and sharing this on the air is the best way to bring them together.
Yeah, I bet you think that.
Forever, they are going to be intertwined. Cray-Tray and Gordon Keith.
I don't blame you, Cray-Tray. You hang in. You did very well there. It was kind of funny at the end of that. Gordon left shortly after. And I felt bad that you made, basically, Gordon clock in.
I don't know that I did that.
Yes, you did. By handing him a mic and say, hey, go up and record. Do this. I'm like, dude, let the guy...
Dance, monkey
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, be funny. But after he left, it was kind of silence, as you heard, many gaps of silence during the actual conversation. And as you leave, Cray-Tray just kind of looks off in the distance like a minute later, and he kind of looks at us and goes, yeah, I kind of wish I had a redo on that one.
Poor guy just had just a moment of regret.
Look, it's hard to interact with Gordon because he's basically most of our heroes, as are most of the main dudes, all of which have the day off today. That's why you're listening to all this BS. All right, 8:48 is the time. The Cirque du Soleil show, filling in for Musings, 10 o'clock. Bass and Newberry will be in here. Coming up next, we'll talk about what they are going to no doubt be talking about with much of their 2-3 hours of filling in, the Jurickson Profar debut and Arranger victory. That's next on the Cirque du Soleil show.
That's crap.